My voice is a little scratchy. I came from the Tonys. I hung out with Harvey Fierstein all night, and it is what it is. I became him, which is wonderful.
Oh, God.
What? I kind of like my wife likes it. She's like, oh, it's scratchy and good. I was like, that's right.
Oh, God.
Make me some friggin' eggs. But I was like, I'll go make them. Once I saw the look on her face, I was like, I'll make the eggs.
Oh, my God. Why are we still doing this? Everybody, I'm Michelle Buteau.
And I'm Jordan Carlos, and welcome to Adulting from WNYC Studios, the podcast where we learn how to be grown-ass adults together.
Jordan, gotta ask, do you have a pet peeve?
Oh my God, yes, I do. I hate when people take too long in a line. I just want to take hostages. What about
you? Oh, yes. I hate when people get overwhelmed by a toll booth. It's like, what do? You pay the toll every time. I'm sorry, I shouldn't be using an F-bomb at the top, but this is how, you know, peeved I am by that pet.
Really excited about this episode.
Yeah.
We got two great guests. Ugh. Both of them work on Jimmy Fallon.
Oh my God, yes, Black Thought. I mean, you know him from The Roots.
Yes, the legendary
He's on
Roots
Fallon
group.
Every night. He's so cool. He's got that hat. He got them rap lyrics. He got that cool beard.
Ah, the beard.
Who else we got from Fallon, Jordan?
Seth Herzog.
And Seth Herzog.
Yes, so stay tuned. And let's all grow the fuck up. Together.
I have joined the Democratic field.
I love it. You come out to like a little stage in Union Hall, Brooklyn,
yep.
Like you are Stephen Colbert, running out to a stage that means something. I love it. Hey, everybody, welcome to Hashtag Adulting. I am your host, Michelle Buteau. This is Jordan Carlos.
Hello.
Give it up for our DJ, Don Will.
DJ Don Will.
Thank you so much. I don't know if anyone can hear that, but she's like, we've been following you since you opened up for Damon Wayans Jr.
Yeah.
Which is something I never want to hear again.
Wow.
Like, that cannot be my claim to fame, but thank you. I'm glad that we inherited each other through Damon's dick. Real quick, has anyone been to adulting before? No, yes. So you know how it works. I almost want to bring somebody on stage and be like, tell us what it means. Come on, cute white girl, don't hide. What's your name? Jennifer? Lisa?
Imogen?
Yeah. Yes,
are you
Australian.
British?
Old English. Hi, Imogen.
Hi. Hello.
Hello. What is adulting? What's this show about?
An attempt to be an adult.
Yes.
And then you answer questions because none of us know how to be adults.
Yes!
That's exactly it. She did a great answer. Great answer.
You can go sit down.
Great outfit. Great answer.
She's doing it.
Yes.
I want her to like make me a vase and then some earrings to match the vase.
Right?
Do you know what I mean? I want her to do Reiki on my lower vertebrae.
Yeah.
Do you know? Like, I want her to take me shopping at like a gift shop in Tulum and tell me what pillows are.
Oh my God! Yes.
Do you know what I mean? I want her to make me a couture scrunchie like Jason Momoa on a red carpet.
I was like, did you walk through a wormhole from Marfa? Like, I'm getting a real Santa Fe painted desert vibe.
I do.
Vibe
I want
from
her
you.
To cat cow in and front of me for 2 hours. Yeah. I want it. So I love how nerdy our audience
our
is.
Our audience
I think
is so nerdy.
I think it's because of you.
Yay! Okay, great. I'm excited. Let's talk about something else. This week, I was so adult. Guys, I have to get a new roof on my house.
Oh, shit.
Isn't that fun? I was like, so I had the roof. I have a roof guy.
Yeah, you do.
Like, we went up on the roof, and the guy was like, you got some serious holes up here. And I was like, yeah, okay, all right. Yeah, serious holes. Go ahead.
Oh, shit.
Is it a patch job? And the guy was like, You know?
Wait, did you YouTube roof stuff before he came over?
Yes, I did.
Yes!
And you go down a hole, just a big hole, like a big, like, you know, this old house hole.
Yes.
And I was like, is it a patch job, as they say, in the biz? And the guy was like, no, we're going to have to take the whole thing off. And I was like, And it costs as much as buying another house.
How do you want to live in a house with no roof?
We're going to have to get another roof. But it made me feel like an adult. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
in that moment.
Yes.
And then I was like, you know what? I'm in a comparison shop. I'm going to get another roofer in here.
Oh,
and
you said that to him?
And he's like, already I can take 25% off. I was like, motherfucker, yeah!
I think it's, you know, you bring up a good point. I think it's very adult to, like, not get taken advantage of.
Yes.
Because, like, I didn't even understand why I need all this shit when I started going to Jiffy Lube. Because, like, I'm from Jersey. I had a car in Jersey. And then, like, you have to get your oil change every 3,000 miles. Although I waited to 9 because I was like, let's see what happens. Just push it. Let's see what happens. And
smoke?
Some shit. But I was like, why? Why do I need, like windshield wiper fluid and all this other stuff? It's oil, right? Like, it was crazy. And I feel like that's very adult to look up some shit
right
before you go in.
Exactly.
Like, car buying mm-hmm. or even getting, like, a pedicure. Bitches try to upsell you now on a spa and a cuticle situation. It's just like, nah, I came in here for you to touch my feet and paint my toes. I don't need you to, like spot a poem to my feet.
Can we go get a... I want to get a mani-pedi. I've never done it.
I've been dying for you to ask. I was waiting. I didn't want to keep, like... But the dead skin's got to come off.
I have pretty ass feet. Of all, I put the man in cute and cuticle. I want to feel it. I want to do it. You know what I'm saying? So
it's amazing.
It's amazing. Yeah.
My husband doesn't want to do it. He's like, it's a waste of time. I'm like, look, you touch my face, you put your fingers inside of me, we're gonna get a manicure. Thank you. Like, what the fuck? This isn't about you. It's also about my holes. Okay? I will be more than happy. We should go and we'll insta story the fuck out of it.
Who goes and gets mani-pedis here?
Everybody.
You are so mean.
Are you drinking a Bloody Mary?
Goddamn right.
Okay. Let's bring our next
yes.
guest out because he's got to go have a date night with his wife. Yes. Nothing more adult than that.
Nothing more.
And I don't even know what to say about this guy. Every time I try to, like, talk about him, it turns into, like, a wedding speech or, like, a funeral speech. I'm just like, no. I know. This is very nice. Is that awkward? You do it.
No. Okay. One of the founding members of the legendary Roots crew. You can see him almost every single night on Jimmy Fallon. Please give it up for Black Thought! Are you serious?
I'm so glad and excited!
Wow.
I didn't know who you were talking about back then. Like, who the
you, we're talking about you, man.
You.
Inspiration,
yeah.
Artist.
We know you got a date night with your wife, and that is so fucking adult.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Are you guys going to do dinner and a show, or just dinner, or what's up?
This is the show.
Right.
Get some fries upstairs on the way out.
Nice.
Yes.
Bocce ball.
Yes, the fries are good.
Yeah, I like to be in bed by like 7:30. That's real adulting.
Yes.
Right.
I get it. I got to take my bra off by 8 p.m. Otherwise, I'm going to start motorboating motherfuckers and they're not ready.
Do you
get it.
Yeah. Do you and your wife go to bed at the same time?
No, I go a little earlier than
wow.
she does.
I would have thought you were later.
No, I try and get my sleep sort of in
yeah.
before she gets into the bed. She takes up like all the space. And then my son comes in later than that. He's a little later. He's got gotcha. He's a 3-year-old and
aww.
He lays sort of sideways. He's the same height as my wife, which is like 5'11" or so, like close to 6 feet. So yeah, I try and get my sleep out of the way before
absolutely.
It gets
right.
uncomfortable.
Yeah. What's like? Do you have a grueling schedule? Like,
yeah. What's your routine?
Performing
man?
And doing
no, yeah, yeah. My schedule's
show?
Grueling. You know, the Tonight Show. We shoot 44 weeks a year, something like that.
Wow.
So yeah, we get like 8 weeks to do every fucking thing else.
Yes.
Which is
shit.
You know sort of you know, I make it happen and shit. I still show up, you know, to
you do. Thank you so much
and all
for
that.
Your time and service.
That.
Yes,
we
thank
do.
You.
We really, really do. It's our little show.
Yeah,
our little show. The
what I mean, 10 years ago, if you were doing the schedule, like, what would have been the difference between then and now?
10 years ago, I was more of a road warrior.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I sort of lived on the road from like city to city, different country every day
yeah.
for mad weeks at a time. So I was on the road probably some years, you know, 250 days
that's
a year,
days.
Something like that.
But you love the road, obviously. You love.
I mean,
you love,
yeah, I do. I love the road, but I love, you know, stability too. I love being home.
So how do you adjust? I mean, like letting go of that thing that you were doing 10 years ago. You know, and like, and finding the kind of like routine and embracing that now.
I feel like you're not even letting it go. Were you just at Coachella?
Yeah, I was just at Coachella, but I mean, you know, the thing, letting go of what I was doing 10 years ago, it was 10 fucking years ago. So, I got a new sort of routine now. Yeah. That was then, this is now.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's like, you know, my wife always says, well, you make time for what you want to do. So I figure it out. You know what I mean? I do.
We
still
talk about that all the time. We're like, is self-care selfish? Do you know what I mean?
One of my friends was talking the other day about how, you know, the terms like selfish, self-centered, they get like a sort of a bad rap, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Because, I mean, you sort of need to be self-centered in order to, you know, to be balanced and selfish in order. You have to understand yourself and love yourself before you can take care of or love or, you know, be centered, you know, for anyone else.
Can I get an amen? Yes!
Priorities.
That's true.
It's called growing up, man.
Yeah.
Trust me. I know. I'm like, I will pay someone $380 to watch my kids so I can go get a pedicure because I'm cute like that.
Word.
And you have daughters, right?
I have a daughter.
You have a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
How do you help her manage the world in the Me Too Time's Up movement?
I have a 13-year-old daughter, and you know, I just try and help her sort of navigate this digital shit show that we sort of live in.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's hard. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's
she's got a page, an IG page, a Facebook page.
She does.
What's her name? I'll follow her.
She does. No, she does. But you know, you gotta monitor what, you know, they watch on television and the phone time and
I feel like you're cool dad though.
I am the cool dad, you know, so my wife is bad cop a lot of the time. But when it's time for me to sort of to come in, then you know you done fucked up because I come in, you know.
You do it Mufasa style.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I do.
They're like, oh shit, Mufasa. Yep. Right.
I come in, you know, it's shock and awe and embarrassed.
Do you ever just like, do you limit the screen time of your kids and things like that?
I mean, I tried to.
Yeah.
I tried to.
Oh, shit.
But, I mean, they're going to find a way, though, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, kids are smart. And
what's the craziest shit your kids have ever asked you? Where you're just like, how did you even know what that was?
I don't know. Michelle, what's the craziest thing?
His wife's name is Michelle. So beautiful.
Yeah, I don't know. She comes out of her mouth, but she has no filter. So, you know,
it's this generation. They have no filter.
Yeah, yeah.
My kid has no
filter. The only filter they have is on Insta Story.
Right.
It's a love a mom joke. I'm a mom now.
Yeah.
I can't go on.
What the fuck? Getting off of that for a second, you're very fashionable.
You inspired me and a lot of other black men to wear peacoats in the
90s. That's the movement.
We're like, we're getting peacoats.
That is Emmy, Golden Globe worthy.
Okay. It was me and my crew. We walked in the Army Navy, which was like definitely not black territory back in the day. And we were like, we want peacoats. And the guy was like, you know, this is it. This is it, man. You know, you know, so... What styles have you let go? Have you like thrown stuff out of your closet, given it to the Salvation Army, all that stuff?
Yeah, I've let go of all sorts of shit. Most recently, I stopped, you know, wearing Gucci and, you know, stuff like that.
Why? Oh. Tell me about it.
I feel like, you know, just brands that have sort of publicly been insensitive to, you know, racial concerns and, you know, to the interests of the
community. Thank you, yes.
I've stopped, you know, I try not to support those brands. And it's, you know, it's a bummer because... You know, a lot of these brands I've given very much business, and it's like, what am I gonna wear now?
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, you figure that shit out. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, as a plus size woman, it's very easy for me to be like, fuck those people. Because they were never on my side in the beginning, anyway.
Yeah.
You know what?
But yeah, I mean, I think independent artists, black owned everything, like, just fucking make me something out of linen and I'll go to Afropunk.
You could join me at Uniqlo sometime if you want to.
But no, yeah, like, I'm right now, I find my fashion freedom in the headpiece. So I just try to keep like a fly brim on, you know what I mean?
How we feel about the turban?
On a man?
Yeah, Nick Cannon.
No, I don't like the Nick Cannon joints because those are the Nana turbans.
Those
like from
are.
The
yes.
you know that
the 30s
grandma
and the 40s.
Yeah. Yeah, wears in church. But you know, I used to have long dreadlocks, and when I had my locks, I would like wrap my hair, you know, sort of up, know what I'm saying? And you know, I'm not mad at that. Like if you wrap it, you know, like more like sort of Sikh style,
right?
But I'm not really with the, you know, the ready wrapped Turb and Scully.
Yes.
Like, I think that's, I'm not with that.
You have to look good on Fallon like every single night.
Yeah, how you do that, Green
I mean,
juice?
Your suits are like, you Kale, can cut diamonds with that shit. Yeah.
Pedialyte.
I mean, when I, again, you know, they have people who, it's sort of their job to to dress you on the show.
Yeah.
But I dress myself because they try to sabotage you.
Oh,
it's like they want, you know, it's like, they want to get Jimmy, you know, like the Tom Ford suit and then have
and
you
give
in
you Men's Warehouse with the coupon and shit. Like, get the fuck out of here.
They want to hang his shit on the wooden hangers and give you like the...
Oh, no.
Like the wire hangers.
No, you know, wire hangers.
I'm like, no wire hangers. There is something in this bitch.
Yeah.
What do you want? What do you want most for your children, the future, music, life? What do you fucking want most? Like just a wish in a dark room.
You know, I want for my children to be more fearless than I.
Take big swings.
Yeah, I want them to operate, you know, in the world from a place of bravery and to, you know, dare to dream.
Yes, get that Aria stock on.
Yeah,
bitch.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yes, not today, Death. Okay, so what's in the notebook, by the way?
Oh, this is my list, my shit list.
Your shit list?
Yeah.
Let's get to it now.
Okay.
Am I on it? All right, shit.
I know. Who's on the shit list?
Let me see. Well, people, places, things, all sorts of... Okay,
oh, my God.
Dude, I put this dude, Junius, on my shit list because he works in this restaurant in Jersey that I go to.
Okay.
And, I mean, yeah, sometimes it gets real specific. Junius is... He's like a bouncer at this restaurant, but he's not there as security. He's there as the black man to tell other black men to take their hats off.
No!
And it's like, yo, like, who really cares that I got my hat on? So he's like, you know, you're eating your dinner, having fun with your family. Junius is the motherfucker who's like, excuse me, brother. I'm like, yo, I mean...
Why do you do it? It's not church.
Yeah,
why
you're like,
you
yeah, like, why? Who cares that my hat? So it's just, it's nutty. Yeah. It's like, come on, Junius. Like, yeah, you know, it's like he's going to ask someone else, yo, how'd you enjoy your dinner tonight? I mean, you know, it was going great until I saw that black man with his hat on. I want my money back. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just bullshit. So I put Junius on my list. And I bet not see him if I see Junius in a supermarket, at an auto body shop. Fucking. Anywhere with a hat on indoors, I'm not only smacking his hat off, I'm gonna knock his fucking head off his entire shoulder. Okay. So I put Junius on my shit list.
Thought you were looking at me like I knew
him. I'm sorry, man.
I will relay the message.
Yeah, give Junius the message.
The name does start with a J. Yeah. I got Junius on there. I got Broccoli Rob is also on my list.
Oh yeah.
That motherfucker, Broccoli Rob?
Hate
that motherfucker.
Broccoli Rob is just bitter for no reason. It's like, why are you bitter? Like, the whole rest of the family is sweet. You know what I mean? People love
Broccoli Rob is like an old ass comedian that's never gotten a TV credit.
Exactly, man. It's like, come on, it's just nutty. Like the whole family, like the what? The baby broccolini.
Yeah.
That's just good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The OG broccoli with the afro is good.
Oh shit. Oh.
Like the cousins, cauliflower and all them, like they good.
Broccoli.
I mean, you know, but you can tell, like, when they have the little family get together and shit, everybody's like, look, if Rob calls, I'm here. You know what I mean? Like, way to bring the room down,
that's so
Rob.
Funny. I know a black Rob, and I know a broccoli Rob. Ayo!
The funny thing was, so I mean, you're in the hip hop game. I really thought you knew somebody named Broccoli Rob. It's like, fuck that dude. Like,
yeah, you know what I'm saying? I got my new EP coming out. It's called Fuck Broccoli Rob. You know what I mean? We got like 5 joints, you know what I'm saying? Broccoli Rob. I got mad shit.
What? Give us one more now. That's crazy. I wish I hated shit as much as you did.
Does that say okra?
No, it's opera. Opera.
Oh, opera. Got it. fuck okra, man.
you know who else I got on my list? Like third party selfie takers.
Yeah.
Like if I see somebody on the street and they're like, oh my God, you mind if I get a picture? It's like, cool, you know, I take a flick. And then somebody else who's like not part of the equation is like, oh, you want me to take that? It's like, no.
Oh my God.
Like, we good.
You
know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I don't like, no. Like, now we're subject to your shooting schedule and shit. You know what I mean? You trying to get the proper lighting. You taking, I took 50. Who the fuck asked you to take
Nobody
50 pictures?
That.
It's called a selfie, not a somebody else. Like, you know what I'm saying? We got the phones. the sole purpose of the phones, they really made so we could take pictures of ourselves. Like, first and foremost, not like for texting or, you know, social media. Like, that's all secondary. The primary purpose of the phone is to take a fucking selfie. So we can see ourselves. We got the picture. Right. The shit's looking good. Yeah. And then here you come. You know what I mean? Hey, you want me to take that?
Yeah, that happened to me all weekend. I was like, they're going down a high. I was like, okay, Nigel Barker, we got this, okay? This is not America's last top model.
That's a note to me to never do that again.
That was so good. Okay, I'm going to read a question for you.
Okay.
Useful to do couples therapy, yes or no?
Michelle, did you put that in there?
I think it's
very useful. Yes, it's very useful.
I think it's hella useful, but you know what? My husband, when I bring it up, he like acts like it's a threat, and then he starts cleaning the room. He's like, no, we don't need to go. Look, this kitchen clean, the food shop, the refrigerator's...
Like, I'm going to be good.
Yeah, it's not a threat. We got to talk it out. He's like, we're fine. I'm like, but isn't it good to... He's like, we got this. I love you so much. He starts like massaging
that's
my feet.
So cute.
I'm just saying, if you want to like get your man to do shit...
Get that therapy.
Jordan, you into therapy? Couples therapy?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I want to know the progress, and you know, I more or less go there to show them that we don't need it. You know.
Okay. Last question. This is my favorite part of my life. How do I network better? That's hard.
Yeah, that's tough, man. I mean,
I'm bad at that.
You know, yeah, I'm bad at networking too because I'm more of an introvert. So you just got to come out of your shell. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you make it a point sort of when you enter a room to speak to two or three people who you otherwise wouldn't speak to. You know what I mean? Like, make it a point, like a conscious sort of effort to fuck with people outside your circle.
Comfort
zone.
It's like hitting the gym. It's like you got to do it for at least 15 minutes.
Yeah, you got to put the work in.
And then you go.
Yeah, they don't call it. Yeah, you got to.
Get your heart rate up another way.
You got to work the room.
Yeah. How do you network better?
I have to stop looking at my feet and
sad.
I'm
as
terrible.
Fuck.
How
do you network better?
I used to be really into it. Like, I would get cards and shit and follow up with people after I met them, but you tend to meet people you don't really need to meet and follow up with people you don't need to follow up with. So now I do the same thing, like hit 2-3 people, get to know the room, and then just fall back.
Shit.
It's a quality game.
Yeah, I like to go to networking parties for the open bar.
I like to talk to the oldest person there sometimes. When you talk to the oldest person, and then they'll surprise you. Like, I was at this huge function, talked to the oldest person. I was like, so what do you do? And the guy was like,
I'm your grandfather.
Yes, and that's how I found him. I was like, grandpap.
It was God, that's so crazy.
People.
Oh, my God. Well, thank you so much for hanging out with us. This has been so fucking dope.
With the knowledge.
The knowledge.
Taking us to Knowledge College.
Knowledge College.
Welcome back to adulting!
That was so fucking dope. Okay. So our next guest actually works with Black Thought.
Yes. We keep it in the family.
The Tonight Show.
Yeah.
And he's got a dope show that he runs every Tuesday night.
And he's had it for some time, and it is legendary. He also works with Jimmy Fallon. Please give it up for Seth Herzog! Seth Herzog! Thank you, good sir. There's your mic.
Will.
There's your mic.
Woo,
Have a seat. Oh, my!
Yeah.
What? What? Welcome.
Thank you.
I have questions for you.
Oh, Lord. I don't want this.
Oh, you're going to get it. You have some news?
What's that?
You're a dad now.
Yeah, I had twin girls, too. Hey. Me and Michelle, both of us.
We're twin parents.
When are we going to swap?
I know a wife swap would be hilarious, but I feel like I'm way too big for your apartment.
No, I thought just we'd swap one kid.
No, I like them both so much. Do you like one better?
Yeah, I definitely do. And it's changed.
Really?
What are you talking about?
I had one favorite, and now it's completely the other
it'll
one.
It'll keep changing.
It'll
Do you
change,
feel like your
change,
life
change,
is
change,
over
again.
Now that you're a dad?
I always say to them, I was like, who's going to compete for daddy's love today? Who's going to win today?
And who?
They don't speak English. They don't know.
What? Okay, so what about your life has totally changed? What have you drowned
in? Since having twins, what's changed? I mean, everything.
This guy used to stay out late. Used to stay out real
I had a life in New York.
Yeah.
I would go out. I'd do shows. I'd go to parties. I had friends.
Yeah.
And now that's gone.
You're a social butterfly.
Yeah. I mean, I go out some, but
don't you think it was
kind
of time?
Oh, in a way. Yeah.
And how fast are you at changing diapers?
How fast am I? Oh, I'm like 10 seconds. Wow. I'm quick.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Fast.
Did you guys sleep? By the way.
First...
You introduced me, so Seth and his wife introduced me to the night nursing of it all.
Yeah.
So there's like people that stay up with your babies all night and they get a lot of fucking money and they're not even nurses half the time.
No, they're just people.
They're just people that are not going to kill your kids.
Yeah.
Which is what I was thinking, but it's...
Some are better than others.
I love that your wife, she's a boss-ass bitch, which is what you probably need. Because she like kind of like thoughtfully yelled at me. Yeah. And she was like, you need sleep, bitch.
Yeah.
You need sleep. Don't
I can't
be a hero.
You didn't get one at first.
I thought we could do it because my husband and I manage a lot of dumb friends, dusty family members. We have a business.
That's
why
you need
sleep. I know.
Sleep.
I had no idea.
Yeah. Like parenting is like this. I often say if you're in a hallway of like an industrial building and there's a fire alarm going off, like one of those big industrial ones, and you have to dismantle it with just the knowledge you have with you right now and the tools you have with you now. And you can't smash it, you can't break it, you can't shoot it. You got to totally dismantle this fire alarm, and the longer you take, the louder and faster the alarm is. And your wife, who you love and she loves you, is yelling at you that you're doing it wrong the entire time. That's parenting.
So who's into it?
That's it.
It's all you.
Very trying.
Yeah.
But we had such an array. So the first one left, and then we had 3 days where we were just trying to do it ourselves, and it was the worst 3 days of our lives.
It's
I would
a lot.
Say.
It feels easily. It feels like I'm in a constant panic room with my husband, and we don't know how to get out.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm like, do it like this. He's like, do it like that. I'm like, I don't know what we're doing. Now we're better.
Yeah.
Now we're better.
It takes a few months.
Yeah.
Well, and you guys have twins. It's like two children. That's insane.
It's like
once.
Two children. Twins is like two children.
It's like two.
It's almost like two.
It's almost like two.
I have a lot of friends who are having kids now, and like they have one kid. And I'm like, you're not really parenting. You have one kid.
I know.
It's like a hobby. It's like a hobby for you.
You have a litter. You have a litter.
I have a litter.
Yeah, you have a girl group.
I do have a girl group.
You have a girl group. What's your biggest fear for them growing up in this crazy
first
world?
10 years? Biggest fear.
I mean,
first
there's
10 years.
So many. I've learned to have so many fears. Like each stage of their life, I have a new worry about.
Okay.
Like, and they haven't even gotten there yet. They're 6 months. So you know, and I'm already worried about like. Like physical stuff, like when are they going to hit their head on this or fall over in this, or like well, I'm going to drop them because they're getting heavy, and I know I'm going to drop one at some point. It's just a matter of when.
Have you baby-proofed the apartment or
no? Baby-proof the apartment is like me saying don't touch that to a 6-month-old. That's the baby-proofing I've done.
Have you?
Yeah.
You haven't plugged the sockets.
No.
Okay.
But then I'm crawling.
See, this is what I don't like, okay?
Yeah, when don't judge.
When you're a new parent, these motherfuckers judge so hard.
Yeah, right?
That have like a 5-year-old. They're like as if they know everything. I'm like, excuse me, Dr. Phil, give me a fucking second. You didn't know everything either.
I didn't, but I do now.
But they're not calling it.
And it feels so good. You should plug the plugs, okay?
Plug the plugs. All right.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
What do you want your girls to get into comedy or the Hollywood life of it all?
Sure.
You could hook them up. I mean,
I would hook them up.
Are you the only? Your wife is Indian.
I get them on this show.
Your wife is Indian.
Yeah. She's Indian. Yeah.
Are you guys the only interracial relationship in your family?
I don't know.
Because your kids look like cute little Nora Joneses.
Multicultural.
Okay?
Yeah, they do look like little,
so I'm just
little
like,
Noras.
And, really? And for me, I am the only interracial relationship in my very Dutch in-law family. So our babies don't look like everybody else's babies. And so, you know, it's a thing. When they look at the babies, they're like, oh, look, the hair's curly. I'm like, yeah, bitch.
Yeah.
Because mama got curly hair. Look, in they have really full lips. Yeah, motherfucker, they do got full lips.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
On my side of the family, I think so. There's, well, my brother married an Irish girl, if that counts as interracial.
Well, it's
in our family, it does.
That's an that's an intersection of cultures.
Oh, right. My God. Thank you, Montel Williams.
Yeah, exactly. That's the first thing he learned at Brown.
No, that's the second thing I learned at Brown.
Oh, my God.
Don't even know.
I can't. Have you thought about how you want to discipline them?
How am I going to discipline the girls? I don't want to discipline them. We're already at a point where, like, I let them do whatever they want.
I'll put it.
Let me give you an example.
This is why mom is always tired and bald. Okay?
Let me give you an example. Before we had twins, we had a cat. Okay, we loved this cat, and the cat loved being on the table, like the dining room table. Loved stretching out. My wife's like, nope, your cat cannot be on the table. There's cat hair everywhere where we eat. You can't do that. So she would leave, and the cat would get up on the table while I was working, and I would just let the cat just stretch out, just be all, like, languid. And then there's marble hallways where we live, and she can hear everyone walking down the hallway. So the cat would hear someone walk down the hallway. The cat would put the head up and see if it was my wife, because she knew the steps, the sound of the steps.
Stay smart.
Yeah. So the cat would put her head up. It wasn't her. She'd go back to sleep. And then once it was her, she knew the steps. She'd look at me with a look of fear. Like, oh my God, I'm caught. I'm on the table. I'm caught. What do I do? How does this end? Like a look of fear every time she knew it was her. And then she'd get a light bulb. She'd be like, oh my God, I got it. I'm going to jump off the table. I figured it out. So the cat would figure it out, jump off the table as the key was going in the door. And then it would purr its way over to the front door like, hi. Hi, Mom, how are you? Good to see you. And she'd be like, oh, good to see you. How are you? And she had no idea she'd been on the table for the last 4 hours.
So that is the kind of father you're going to be.
Exactly right.
Jesus Christ.
I have never been so invested in a cat story.
It was so funny.
I usually shut down, but I was with you.
The look of pure fear in cat's eyes.
Yeah, this cat sounds like a single white female. I'm into this cat's journey. Okay, so... In closing,
oh Lord,
you've done the most adult thing by being responsible for two little lives.
That's the most adult jump in my life.
It is, but like now, it's time to embrace your inner child to like balance that shit out. Mm. What do you want to do for yourself this year? That's just like
for yourself.
Yeah, and don't say manicure pedicure.
I had one for the first time. The show paid for it. I did a bit on Tonight Show where I had to show my feet, and they paid for me.
Yeah, they're like, please do this.
I guess they were like, your feet are so gross, you got to go next door and get this stuff worked on.
They're like, this is network television.
This is network television. Yes. We can't be showing whatever that is. What am I going to do for myself? Oh, my God, that's a great question.
It's hard when you're a parent because you're thinking about another life.
Yeah,
and it's hard when you live in the city because you can't have a dad cave. You have, like, a bathroom, and that's it.
If that. Half a bathroom.
I read an article, well, not more of a headline, but it said that dads on average, spend twice as much time in the bathroom just to get away from their families.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
true. That's true for mom, too. Understand why people take reading material in the bathroom now.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was gross, but now I'm just like sending emails.
Oh yeah. Every time we need something, I will volunteer to run out of the house and buy it. Just to get out of the house and go do something for a bit. What I want to do is just more time alone. That's what I'm gonna do for myself. Is that crazy?
Go camping by yourself for 40 days and 40 nights.
Yeah.
You got it.
I'm gonna book some more shows on the road and be like, see you guys in a day. Is that mean, or is that just too honest that you guys
it's
can't
It's too honest for them. No,
let's ask this. Who has kids? Exactly.
Yeah, one person. They wouldn't be here if they did.
Yeah.
That's true. No. Seth Herzog, everybody.
Seth Herzog, everybody. I love it.
Welcome back to Adulting!
Are you guys now scared off from like having babies?
No.
Yeah. No? Yeah. Who is not gonna have a baby? Woo! That's right.
Good
That's
for
BK.
You for
That's
knowing.
BK. That's BK. Who's gonna have a baby?
Woo!
Yes. Aww. Are you gonna name him something like Xerxes? Geraliman or some shit like that. No, you have that baby. You have that Brooklyn baby. I fucking love it.
What's the question?
Okay,
bitch?
Let's ask some more questions. Sorry.
What age do you need to have your own Netflix password?
What?
This is a what? This is a loaded question.
No.
I gave my mom mine because she's so confused. She cannot remember anything.
I hate everyone because I have I have Netflix. I went on Netflix last night and it was like, oh, there's too many people have used your Netflix password.
Oh shit.
My family has done stole my password and I can't get on Netflix. I'm the one paying all the goddamn money every month.
Yeah.
It's, oh, I hate all of them. So I just,
I love when you sound like a nerdy Barack Obama. I can't go.
No, I paid for the service. I deserve the service. I believe in a single payer system. up to a point. Don't punish my success. Thank you.
I can't with you.
All right. Wow. How to jumpstart a car when it's out of battery. This sounds like a actual kind of now type situation.
Yeah.
Come on, go drop down this car. Come on. Help me.
More like can anybody help this person?
Positive.
Oh man, AAA is like the best like $20 you'll fucking spend. Yeah,
they're like, I don't have AAA. I think the person doesn't have it, but next time definitely have AAA before this situation arises because they will give you a free jump start.
But
wait, I have AAA. They can use my account. Oh, good Samaritan. Very nice. That's great.
Good Samaritan.
Who is this person with a very specific problem that took their rattly ass car to this show that's being held together by gum and hope? I think that's really great. Yeah. You can do that, but remember, positive to negative, negative to positive. So it's like when you jumpstart a car.
Thank you.
That's right. These glasses come off, bitch. All right.
Oh, you're so stupid. Dating apps are trash, but I'm shy around strangers. Any advice on meeting people in real life?
Oh, IRL.
Ooh.
Coffee shops. Coffee shops are the best place to meet people.
You know, I...
What's the password?
Ooh. Someone's watched you on Netflix. Stop it, man.
I've been caught. All right.
You know what's really fun? If you like see a stranger either on the street or like at a party or something, I think complimenting somebody on what they're wearing is dope. Like, where'd you get those shoes? Done. You're married.
I think that's really great. For a nerd like me, if somebody complimented me, I would probably fall down like the bodega grate. Just be like, huh? What? What? Like,
it would be a wrap. You shut down like a host in Westworld.
Yes. Walk through a plate glass window. That would be it for me.
Oh, God.
No. Yeah.
Really?
Yes. Don't talk to anybody on the train. Don't. Don't talk to anybody on the platform.
Sorry.
Nope. Nope.
Oh my God. I was just in a movie where I was supposed to be talking to somebody on the platform. I loved it. Now everybody talks to me on the fucking platform. I can't tell you how many times I've been on the fucking platform and somebody's been like, I got pretty teeth, bitch. I'm like, yes, you do. It's wonderful. Or like I was walking, I just did shows in Virginia this weekend. And I was walking to my hotel and someone from their car goes, nobody wants to see your dick, Michelle! And I was like, they don't, bitch, they don't! Yes. You guys are fucking amazing. Thank you for coming and being part of the show. Enjoy each other and wear condoms. Good night!
This was such a fun show. We had Seth Herzog and Black Thought, mm-hmm. and they join us to share their stories.
And their shit list.
Oh my God, the shit list was so good.
Whoa.
Do not tell an attractive black man to take his hat off in a diner, okay?
Don't do it. Nope. Now, Adulting was produced by Blake Mieschick, Odelia Rubin. The Adulting team includes Joanna Salataroff, Paula Schumann, Joe Plord, Keegan Zema, Irene Trudell, and Chase Colpon. And the live show is produced by Christian Banda.
Our theme music is produced by Isaac Jones with additional music by DJ Don Will. Pew, pew, pew.
Did you like this episode? Did you? Please rate us.
Oh
please like us.
Yes, write a review.
Yes.
It's like a big titty bear hug, but like on the internet.
Yeah, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss our next episode.
Yeah, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and don't miss the next episode!
And you know what? Grow up. Do the right thing. Wash all your laundry cold. Save the planet. Thanks a lot, y'all. Be a steward for this world.